Hi there. So welcome to this video. I just have a quick thought I wanted to share with all our followers. There are three things about relationship I want you to know. The first one is that there are good people and there are bad people. That's the first principle. There are good people and there are bad people. Now, I know that some people sometimes assume or treat everyone or treat their worldview of people is that people are bad. Then there are these people that also believe that people are good. And you find that they get burnt a lot of times. All right. There are bad people, but there are also good people. Everybody's not bad. You know, even though you've had some bad experiences, but everybody's not bad. Don't go about saying there are no good men, there are no good women. Men are scum, women are scam. There are bad people, definitely. But there are also a lot of good people. So I want you to be able to do that demarcation or separation in your mind to know that there are good people and there are bad people. So what you need to do is to be discerning. To be discerning to know when you are interacting with a good person and a bad person. Now, the second principle I want you to know is that there is good in every bad person and there is bad in every good person. Now, this is important. So the first principle is that there are good people and there are bad people. So when you're trying to make a decision for either who to hire, who to make your friend, or who to get into a romantic relationship with, you need to be able to discern, that's the first step, discern if this is a good person for me or it's a bad person. You must discern. Then the next stage is to realize that if when you discern, and you identify that this is a good or a bad person, you need to realize that in that bad person, there is some good in it. That's the second rule. And in the good person, there will be some bad. What do I mean by this? When you find even the person you think is a good staff or a good friend or a good spouse, you will find out they are not perfect. So they might be good, but they will still have flaws. All right? Now, and if you are going about looking for a perfect person, you will pass up a lot of good people. Because you saw one flaw or the other. You also have flaws. I'm assuming you're a good person because you're watching this video. But you also have flaws. So everybody has flaws. So when you find the good person, there will be flaws. When you find the bad person, there will be some good side. So if it's a good person and you're trying to think about bringing them into your life, you need to check if, you know, the good outweighs their mistakes, their flaws, their weaknesses. Is it something you can live with? Is it something you can tolerate? Now, when you meet the bad person, now you might not be bringing them into your life, but you must realize that sometimes those bad people have certain good that they can deliver to you. This might be somebody you are dealing with from a distance. This might be somebody that you know from afar, but you cannot say they are all bad. They might have some good things that they also have to deliver. So don't wrap them up in your mindset that this is all bad. No. Sometimes that person can also serve a purpose in your life. You know, with the good side that they have, with the skill or strength that they have. And now, so number one, you must be discerning. Number two, you must decide. You must decide if, am I bringing this person into my life or not? This point is so important because I've seen people stay in very abusive relationships because, you know, they saw one good thing. So meaning that there are a lot of bad things in this person or in this relationship or about this person. But you ask them, why are you staying with someone insulting you, hitting you, degrading you, demeaning you, you know, all these things. And they say, he spends time with me. So there's one good thing, but there are a lot of bad things. But this person wants to stay because they are confused because there's one good thing. So just because somebody, you know, has one good thing doesn't make them a good person. Because good people, we have some bad things, and bad people, we have some good things. And I've also, on the other hand, I've seen people pass up very good relationships that could have led to marriage, and you find out, why don't you want to marry this person anymore? Or why don't you want to stay in this relationship? And you hear things like, oh, there's just this one small thing that he doesn't get right. But there are like loads and loads and loads of other good things that he does. But they have lost view, you know, of those good things because of one bad thing. So you must realize that in every bad person, there's good. In every good person, there's bad. You must be able to know which represents who they are in their entirety more. You must be able to determine or discern can I live with these things? Are these things normal to live with? All right. If someone is good in every other area and is hitting you physically, abusing you, and things like that, then that is not good. It doesn't matter what other good qualities they have. They are not good for you. All right. This doesn't mean they might never become good. Of course, they can change and get better. But right now, they are not the kind of person you need to have in your space. And on the other hand, there might be somebody that is good in every other area, maybe just has one flaw somewhere, you know, something that is bearable, something that even your presence in their lives can fix. So that way, you must be able to discern again if this is the kind of person I can accommodate or I should totally eradicate. Then that takes us to number three. Number three is where you have to treat everybody with respect and with love. So whether they are good or they're bad, the rule, or whether you think they're good or they're bad. Because some people you think are bad are good for somebody else. So your own principle is this: treat everybody with respect and with love. And then determine who you want to allow into your inner circle. It's not everybody that you can allow into your inner circle. Now, this doesn't mean they're bad or they're good. It just means you have actually determined who you think you want in your inner circle. All right? So it's your job to make that determination, to determine that, okay, this person might be good, but are they good for me? And if they are good for me, I want to determine that I want to bring them into my inner circle. I want to, you know, invest time and energy with them. But the rule is that treat everybody with love and with respect. So I hope these three principles will help you discern, decide, and determine. All right. God bless you. See you again later.